Hello, hello.
Hi.
We're back and better than ever. Welcome to the Diva with Grace podcast. I am Diva by name, not by reputation.
And I am Grace. It's a popular him and I'm a popular her.
Oh, it feels so good to be back. But
it
Grace,
does.
I must say something. You're sounding a little different today.
Yes, more nasally than usual, Diva.
Do you want to explain what's going on with you? You have all the things, right? All the things.
You know, last week you manifested a scarf and a necklace.
I did.
And this week I manifested the swine flu.
Fun.
And my experience had a lot to do with self-care, which I thought was interesting because our last episode was all about how self-care is not a trend. And I didn't listen to us.
Girl, let the people know.
Typical
Grace. Speak on it. Speak on it.
Okay, well, I don't know if I talked about this in the last episode, but I was looking for a survival job, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're actors. We're always between jobs. We're always looking for a job, right?
Always.
So I decided to go in on Monday, right after we had recorded this episode.
Actor talk.
Yeah,
filming.
Actor talk. I always say film.
Me too.
One day we will be on film. One
yes.
day you'll be able to see how cute we are
so
while
cute.
We're podcasting.
So the headphones, guys, so cute.
Until then, just listen to my nasally voice and be soothed. So I went in on Monday, and as an actor, I went in wanting to book this job, right?
Mm.
But it wasn't a job that I wanted. It was a retail job, okay?
Mm.
So I went in, I killed the audition. I'm sorry, I mean interview. But once again, I treated it like an audition. I acted my way into this job,
mm-hmm.
which is something you shouldn't do when you're going to be working 40 hours a week for these people.
Yeah.
Because you want to be yourself, right? Well, I got the job. I was super excited for about 5 minutes, and then I realized that it was not the job that I wanted. It looked really great on the outside. The hourly pay was really great. The clothes were cute. The people were friendly enough. You know, retail people are retail people. But the universe didn't want this job for me, almost as much as I didn't want this job for me. So the first day I go in for my training, and I had a scratchy throat. And I was like, okay. Let's take some vitamin C and just push on through, right?
Mm.
Oh, I should mention that the woman who interviewed me was sick, like savagely sick. Self-care, you guys, you cannot go into work when you're sick because then you're going to get everybody else sick and then nobody can come to work
exactly.
and sell your clothes.
Like, you're not better for coming in sick.
No,
you're
not. You're not like a boss babe diva with grace
no.
if you come in sick.
I'm a warrior. It's like
nobody likes
idiot.
You.
Go home, go to bed.
Yeah, it's gross. Nobody, no, like, no. So I went in the first day, I had a scratchy throat. I was driving home. I was like, this job is terrible. I didn't even feel that terrible physically. I was just like emotionally, mentally drained because I was just not feeling this job. Then the next day, I felt even more sick. Went into work anyway. I muscled through till about 3 o'clock. And then I just had to, I couldn't even fake it anymore. I couldn't even fake the fact that I felt so sick. I had to leave. They called me about 2 minutes after I left and they first asked me how I was doing, but not in a way that you would think they actually cared.
So not genuine.
Not genuine. Mm. Definitely not. More like, why did you leave 3 hours early on your second day of training? And I was like, you know, I realize this isn't ideal, but I had to take a self-care moment. Like,
yeah.
I literally could not fake a smile anymore. And you guys know, retail, you got to fake the smile all the time. You're just trying to sell people things all the time. So I went home. That phone call put a really bad taste in my mouth. I woke up the next morning. I had full-on swine flu.
My God.
Okay? Couldn't even go in for my third day. So.
Yeah. That's
the universe. The universe knew that I did not want this job and that
yeah.
this was not in alignment with who I am, what I'm trying to do.
No.
And it gave me the swine flu.
Yeah.
So that, you guys, I don't know if this is really a swine flu. It was just a really bad sickness and a bad cold. And it felt like a spiritual cold. Like, it was like an ascension flu. I felt like I was, like, breaking through some really serious shit.
Yeah, because for as long as I've known you, I've never known you to get sick
and
or be sick or be out.
And it was over the full moon.
Yeah, there was a lot
going on. I was the
most
sick on Friday the 13th of the full moon in Pisces.
Wow.
Crazy.
That's so crazy.
Anyway, so you manifested. I gotta take tips from Diva. She's manifesting fashions. I'm manifesting flus.
Sickness. Well, I will say this. I did make a concerted effort a few weeks back. I had a lot. My summer was just crazy. But I asked God and the universe just, I'm like, everyone has lessons, right? We're all on this earth. We're all going through lessons or journey. I asked for kind lessons and messages because I'm someone too where things like that have to happen where it's a little more like aggressive, like, to like shake me up, to be like, no, girl, this is not for you.
I always feel like I have to do things the hard way. Yeah, why is that?
We're all like that. And I'm
it's so dumb.
I know. I started changing my thoughts and I'm like, and I just started, I literally was begging. I'm like, if this is a lesson, make this the most gentle and effortless because
that's
I had
my new mantra.
Yeah, similar. I didn't get sick, but I basically, as a survival job, I started working for this publisher who's great. I actually really, really like and respect him. And that was one of the reasons that I signed on to work with him because I used to work in magazines. So the second
I
signed
on, it looks really good.
Fun,
she'd be really great at
this job,
right? I'd
be great at it because I've done it and he's fun. And I get to be around Beverly Hill, all this stuff, whatever. Yeah. So anyway, the second I signed up with him, like 2 days later, I have another job. I freelance as a brand ambassador. And all of a sudden they called me and they're like, can we send you like on this business trip? And I'm like, oh, okay. And mind you, nothing was happening. Like acting auditions were slow. The brand ambassador stuff was slow. So I was like, I need something more consistent. So I got this job. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, I'll do both because, you know, I'm a boss babe, right? Ooh. So I can do it all. And so I was like, okay, I'll just bring my laptop and I can work, you know, up in my hotel room when I'm not doing.
Yeah. Once.
That never happened because this job, this trip, it was just every day I was working and it was crazy. So point being, I just couldn't do it. So when I got back, I'm like, okay, this week I'll dedicate to this publication. Then all of a sudden auditions start picking up again. I'm like, okay, what's happening? And then this opportunity and that. So basically I was manifesting all these opportunities that were taking me away from this job. And I realized that he's such a great guy and I really wanted to push and help him build his dream, but I can't because I'm trying to build my own dream.
Yes.
And I'm not 19 anymore. I'm trying to figure things out. I know what I want. I know what I want to do and I have to focus on myself.
Exactly.
So I emailed him and just was like, hey, this is what's going on. He was so understanding and I actually saw him last night. He's just so nice and he's still pushing along and I still support him. And I was like, any other way I can support you, I will, but I just can't. You need to find someone that can dedicate their time to your project, to your baby, your career, you know? And I'm like, and that's what I want, but I have to be that person for me. Yeah. So I manifested something similar as far as jobs. Like this job isn't for me, but in like the best way possible, right? I was getting acting and other opportunities. So I made an effort. Like I would sit there and just be like, God, please, no more, you know, because I was driving myself ragged. I was exhausted, like running around like a crazy person. Like, this isn't
cute.
Why
do we feel that way as women?
Know.
Why do we feel like we have to kill ourselves just to be like a boss, babe?
It's
like
society. It's the world. I don't know. It's our culture. There's just so many things. Like, it's just go, go, go. And women especially, we put so much pressure on ourselves. I know I do all the time. That's something I'm a work in progress, always trying not to. But yeah, but I'm glad I caught myself and I'm glad that you took this because your friend, when you were telling me this, I was in the back of my head. I'm like, I don't think this job is for her. When you told me you're doing it, I was like, I knew why you were doing it. And I completely respect you. And I understand why. Because sometimes, you know, we got to do what we got to do.
And I didn't even talk. I didn't talk to anyone the first 2 days of training. I just completely ignored my phone. My poor friends were like, thought that I was like mad at them. But really, I just couldn't even face myself because I was so depressed that I had to take that. I felt like I had to take this job. I was hoping,
I'm like, you know, maybe she'll realize and up, because I know it's hard to, especially when it comes to things like, you know, surviving, especially in the city and working. It's like, you want to manifest and believe that all things are possible, but then you're like looking at your bank account and you're looking at the things like, oh, the bills adding up. And again, that's a whole manifesting thing that we can tap into later on. So I'm glad it happened sooner rather than later. I'm not happy you were sick, of course, but I'm glad that you took that as a sign. And I was like, oh, thank God she's realizing it like in a week. Cause I thought, you know, in months, maybe you'll catch up. Yeah. It was a
blessing.
Because
also this is a great job for someone else.
Exactly.
You know, and like that someone else deserves to have this job. So if you're thinking about leaving your job cause you hate it, girl, leave, because somebody else wants that job and you, but it's the same with like dating. If you don't like the person you're dating, somebody else will. I promise.
Yeah. It's always like that, right?
So do them and yourself a favor.
Yeah. Then that's what I wanted. I just wanted to be kind because he was so nice. So he was so generous and like support any way he could support me. I'm like, how can I do this person so dirty? I'm like, I gave no time and effort, no energy to that project because I couldn't. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to and I would try and I would go out and do stuff. But I just felt like I was just like, oh, it was coming from a place of just, I don't, not even fear, but I'm like, it wasn't coming from a grounded place, you know, and
it wasn't coming from love.
Yeah. And it's funny. I think, I didn't want to disappoint. It's so weird, like the pressure we put on ourselves, but I also didn't want to disappoint this person that like believed in me.
I made a commitment.
Exactly. I was like, I committed to him. I respect him. I don't want to disappoint him.
Like, I made my bed. Now I have to lie in it. Not necessarily.
But it's like, but what about you?
Yeah.
What about disappointing? Then I was like, but I don't want to disappoint myself either. And that's what I've been finding myself kind of not worrying about what other people think and just speaking my truth and living in that truth. And
I was scared. Yeah. I was scared like what my boyfriend would think, like what my friends would think, what my mom would think if I quit so soon. I thought they would think like, oh, she just can't handle it. Like, you know, she can't handle a 9-to-5 job. Like, no, like I'm just not meant to have this job.
Exactly.
And that's all I need to know. I don't need anybody else's approval to leave.
Hey, girl.
But I was waiting for it. And that's why God and the universe was like, okay, well, so let's just casually make you deathly ill. And then you won't even be able to leave bed.
Yeah, let's send good vibes to Grace that she gets well. I know you're feeling better. But
I'm
like,
definitely feeling
100%.
Better. I sound probably worse than I feel.
And then also that you get positive, easy lessons.
Yes, exactly.
Effortless. That don't have to, we don't have to kill ourselves, you know.
You know what really actually helped me? I should talk about this because because it was not as seamless as it sounds. Like I, you know, I didn't just like automatically have these revelations. I had to rewatch my sun, moon, and rising.
Ooh, tell us more.
Horoscopes, excuse me, or my tarot readings from The Quietest Revolution on YouTube. Love her. You can also follow her on Instagram. This is not an ad. I just love her.
It's a great plug, though.
Yes. And just a tip, whenever you're watching your tarot readings or your horoscopes, always watch your sun, moon, and your rising and take the similarities and leave the differences. Because it all has something to give you. And specifically, I'm a Virgo rising, and you know it's Virgo season. And she said something that really hit me hard. She said, don't ever let anyone confuse your standards with your ego.
Girl.
Because Virgo has real high standards, okay? We're like known as like the picky perfectionists. But that's who we are, you know? Like if I say I deserve something, I deserve it. I don't need you to co-sign it for me.
I mean,
I don't, you know, like, so gems, girl, over here. No, but seriously, like, and this isn't just for Virgos, like, girl, if somebody is telling you that your standards are too high, fuck off.
Story of my life.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No. Girl, tell us about it.
Oh, you're especially when it comes to dating. Your standards are too high. Oh, you want this. I'm like, well, damn. You know what I mean? But can I not? Why can't I is my question. Or why
like,
can't
what's
these people
it to
step
you?
Up?
Yeah. Like, you're not the one waiting around for it.
And then a plug of someone I love, Chakra Girl. She always says, people, especially when you're on a spiritual journey, you'll notice that the people in your lives, especially the men, because women, we hold the space in relationships. But again, we'll get into that a different time. But just so people will either rise up or they'll fall off. Yeah. So that's just where I am in life now. People are either leveling up with me or they're falling off.
Right.
So I totally get the standard. So the standard thing, I used to feel bad, like she's intimidating. I've been called all the things. And I was like putting it all on myself. I'm like, but what about them? Why can't they ever just step up? Why don't you just level up?
I don't think you're doing it right.
Exactly.
But seriously.
Oh, yeah. But it all ties back to self-worth, too. Another woman I just fell in love with, Lacey Phillips. I just was introduced to her. Yes. She's like revolutionary for me because she's been talking about for manifesting. She's not really into vision boards or visualizations. And that's like the basis.
Just really alternative.
Yeah. I was like, what? Like, tell me more. It's just like she's for her. It's about self-worth. That's how you manifest. Yes. It's the vibration you're giving off from like, how worthy do you think that you are of what you're trying to achieve? So if you're coming from a place of lack or like low self-esteem and all these things, why would you get like the mansion, the guy, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you're never going to get it because you don't believe that you can.
Right.
And it's funny too, there was a full moon, like you mentioned, and that was the, I didn't even know this, the element was water.
Pisces.
It was for the sacral chakra. And I'm in this group and right now we're focusing on the sacral chakra and that's all about self-worth.
Yes.
And I know all this stuff was coming up for me about self. It's just like all this stuff, the synchro, you guys, it's not a joke. Like it
so
all ties in.
Synchro.
I didn't know this as I'm working on this and all these things started lining up and it's all making sense.
Yeah.
So, and that's why I'm like, why do I have to struggle? Like, why can't I just have like lessons, but have them just be kind, you know, because that's a self-worth thing. No, I have to struggle all these things and I change that narrative. So especially
yes,
for women.
We're changing the narrative.
And then, you know, the sacral, that's like right there. That's that lower
the
part.
Balloons.
Yeah. So it's
that's
like
where you create from.
Exactly. It's about creation,
gotta take care of that.
Creativity, your passion and your self-worth. So it's like it's all timely, I guess. That's what I love about this work that we do and just exploring the metaphysical and the mystical is that everything ties together so well because we didn't really see each other this week, but it's like we had things that crossed over. I'm like, oh, I'm kind of dealing with that. And I met this girl randomly at a restaurant. She's like, is it the vibe weird? And just a stranger, just like, we're like, it is weird. And we're just talking about the vibe that's happening and like the way people and everyone in my life, I feel like there's something just happened in this last week. So it's just,
yeah,
it's wild. We're all connected.
Lots of shifting.
I love it.
I know, same.
I love the connectivity of like, I just love life, you guys.
Yes.
Some days I'm just like, God, we're just so lucky just to talk about this
and
stuff.
Some
and
some days I hate everything. But you know, hashtag Diva with Grace.
Hashtag Diva with Grace. I know.
We're all doing our best over
here. I was like ranty yesterday. So I'm glad we were recording today because everything I was like, what is, you know, I was just like, and this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. You did not want to be around me this week.
Yeah. I don't know if I was just saying. I was like, you know, women. I've been having not women issues, but I'm like, it'd be your own kind. Do you know what I mean?
No, in the sense, it's like I was just around. I mean, I was in a retail environment at a women's clothing store. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, my God, I just like OD'd on feminine energy. But like in a negative way.
Exactly. Like what's OK. Let's talk about it. Let's just get into this. Let's talk about the F word.
F word.
Feminism.
Say it, girl.
What a loaded word. Feminism. You guys, it's so divisive. I didn't know it was like a dirty word. So
it is. It's like, yeah. I'm sorry.
No, you're tired. You're totally fine. Totally fine. I mentioned, I think, a couple episodes ago or whatever, that I Women's March with Ariana. So I guess it was last
and
week.
Nona.
I mean, everything ties up.
Get Nona.
Yeah, Nona. Can't figure out her. But that I wore the shirt of Feminasty that was during, you know, the Hillary, Nasty Women, all that stuff. So I found this shirt that said Feminasty. Loved it. Fashion moment always, right? Even when we get political, it's all about fashion. I posted it innocently on my social media. Twitter is just where evil lives, I guess.
I know. Well, because there's
people were starting trolling
me. Has a face on Twitter.
It's I was getting trolled on Twitter, and I was like, I never get. I'm like, I don't put anything controversial ever. I'm always like positive light, and I always like. And I will say this: I do mini rants on Twitter. Like, there was one time, I won't name names, but there was a certain grocery store chain that had a breakfast sandwich that burnt to a crisp. It was day 3, and I went on there. So sometimes I'll go on there and be like, at so and so. I'm like, you guys cannot be serving this kind of food. Anyway, that's the whole thing. Otherwise, I'm super positive on my Twitter. But point being, I was not expecting anything really. And then especially like feminism, like you bitch, all these things. And I was like, what? I'm like,
yeah.
All Feminasty. Hashtag Women's March for men and women. That's what killed me. I'm like, why are women coming for me? Well, what's a feminist? And blah, 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 blah. Why do you call yourself a feminist? I'm like, what is wrong with being a feminist? I didn't know it was such a dirty word. So
why do we think people are so offended by the word? I mean, can we define the word feminist really quick? I know that Beyonce defined it for us in her Flawless song, which we love.
Always. She always
but
has.
Like, we're going to define it again.
The best. I think.
Without Beyonce.
Yeah. We're definitely going to define it, but I think it's because people don't know the real definition.
No.
That's the problem. It's they're miseducated.
And that's why people are always like offended by certain words because they don't know the exact definition. They have like some weird connotation of like, one time they heard it being used in a way that was negative, and so they just associate negativity
with it. Exactly. I'm like, you don't know the actual word. And also, we live in a culture of, like, headline reading. So you read a headline, that's the news, that's all you need to know. I'm like, did you read the article? Did you even go deep? So people just, so I'm misinformed and ignorant. But anyway, okay. So the definition of feminism
Listen up, you guys.
The advocacy of women's rights on the basis of the equality of the sexes.
Mic drop.
Where in that does it say women hating men? Women thinking they're better than men? I don't hear anything about that. That they don't shave their armpits. They don't do this. And I'm like, I mean, some women can or can't. I was like, what does it have to, you know what I mean? People are like, well, feminine,
it's
you know, they are. They're
choice.
They wear this and they don't shave their armpits. I'm like, so what? First of all, who cares if you're shaving your armpits or not? I mean, that's so bizarre that you care. They're feminists and non-feminists alike who do that. What's your point? Does it say you hate men somewhere? Don't see that. Drives me crazy when we're like, I'm not a feminist because I don't hate men.
Yeah. What do you guys think about that? Are you guys feminists? We want to know.
You guys better be. Don't listen to me. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, listen. The point of this, of why we're saying this, is mm-hmm. that we want to get the point across that literally everyone is a feminist. You just read. Okay, Diva posted something on Facebook.
Synchro.
Like,
no, you're totally fine. No, it's ready. It's ready.
Oh, it's
ready. I screenshot it
such
and sent
an
it
Aries.
To you. 4 years ago on this day. It's just so timely. I love synchro moments.
Yes.
So this is a quote from Helen Mirren, and it says, "I think every woman in our culture is a feminist. They may refuse to articulate it, but if you were to take any woman back 40 years and say, is this a world you want to live in? They would say no." Helen Mirren. The
Boom.
Queen. Dame Helen Mirren. Exactly. I'm like, you want to go back to like not having choices or anything or
Listen,
rights?
Listen, our choices
or-
are... You know, kind of shaky right now.
Yeah, let's talk about
in
it.
Some parts of the country.
Talk about going back 40 years. I'm like, what's happening now?
That's
like,
why
oh my God.
Now more than ever, we got to all get on the same team, ladies.
Yeah.
We're all on the same team. Nobody is trying to drag anybody through the mud.
Yeah.
We are just trying to get our rights on.
Exactly,
you know what I'm saying?
For sure. And my thing, too, it's feminism to me is about having choices. That's all it is. 40 years ago, 50 years, women didn't have choices. So they had to do certain things to, you know.
Who doesn't want a choice?
You just want a choice. Just because.
I'll say,
I'm dancing around it. Abortion.
Yeah.
You don't, just because the law passes, you don't have to then go out and get an abortion if you don't believe in it.
Yeah.
No one's forcing, because you have what? That choice. We're just trying to keep our choices on us. Like, I want to make
out
the choice.
Out of politics.
Yeah. With my body, whether I choose to do something or not, that's my choice, not your choice. It's just crazy that
Keep
men
my
are
body
making these
out
decisions.
Of the voting booth, unless I'm voting.
It's like men making these decisions, which is wild to me. And then other women trying to stop other women from a choice. I'm like, what is happening? I don't understand.
I mean, it's
this.
All fear.
It is fear.
It's all fear. And then we have a definition of women who hate men. And guess what? It doesn't sound like the word feminist.
Not at all. So the word is called misandry. Okay.
I didn't even know this word, and I was totally that person like a few months ago.
It's the dislike of, contempt for, or ingrained prejudice against men, i.e. the male sex.
Same.
So what does that mean? That means that if you're feminist, it doesn't mean you hate men. Hello.
Right.
That's always drove me so crazy, when, especially hearing other women like, oh, I love men, so I'm not a feminist. I'm like, do you want choices? Do you want to be paid the same as a man for doing the same job? You do. You're a feminist, you know, and sometimes it's like, I'm all about the collective, the women. It's hard. I'm like, some of you ladies, I'm like, you guys are taking us so far back. It's just not even the little things. I can't do math because I'm a woman. I'm like, okay, because you don't know math or you can't drive and all these things. That's on you. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't put it on the rest of us.
No.
You know, it's
that
just
has nothing
wild.
To do with being a woman.
No, it's rude.
You're just bad at math.
Yeah.
It's okay, honey.
Think like a man. Do just like a man. I'm like, what you're saying, like, thinking like a woman is not cool. And, you know,
no,
it's just
we
these
need
little
to change
digs
this.
In our culture. I'm like, I've always like, I don't like the way that. I remember, and my poor mom, I feel like I like been dragging my mom. And it's also a cultural thing. I'm African. So there were just roles she was. And she, it's just funny because she's the eldest girl in her family, but she had brothers. But she was like the quote unquote boy, like tomboy. She like all this stuff, and her brother was like, but her brother was pushed to do more quote unquote tomboy stuff. My mom was basically like a tougher than her brother. But she told me a story, and I'm just like, this is so crazy because it's such a different world than I grew up in. But her brother she wanted a bike, but they got her brother one instead.
What?
And he didn't know how to ride a bike. My mom's like, but I can ride a bike. But like, yeah, but he's a boy. And I was just like, so my mom taught him. But that's the kind
time.
Of woman that my mom is. My mom's like badass in that way, that she's always been like, you know, like, and my dad, I respect you because he always taught us to be independent. So I don't know a world where it's like, for me personally, maybe that's my privilege showing, where like I was stopped because I'm a woman, or, you know what I mean? Have felt held back. But there'd be times too, my mom culturally, and she's been so much better just as I've gotten older too, just to say to her, I remember one time it was like a family function, and there's like all the cousins, aunts and uncles, and my mom called myself and all the girl cousins. Can you help me in the kitchen to do this? And I was like, well, what about? And I was like, my brother, my male cousin, another male cousin, like, why can't they help you? And she looked at me and I looked at her and I was like, what? I was like, what's good?
What?
Mama? Yeah, what's good? But she was just like, okay, you know, and she's learned, you know, too,
right.
Like for herself. And
it's like second nature though, because that's just
how
she
they
was
raised.
Raised.
Just thinking like I'm, you know, and that's what's great. Just like where my parents were, because my dad was so like anti that. So I think they're good balance. So my mom's been like less of. You know, so it's been great to see her blossom over the years, too. And she's so independent. hi, mommy, I love you. But
hi,
it's
mom,
just wild.
I love you. Yeah, you can adopt me.
She would. My mom loves being a mom, by the way.
I
she
love your mom.
Loves being Forest a mom.
Queen.
Yeah, she's just like, and that's something I get from her. But I mean, we can jump into this, I guess, like just going back to feminism. Something else that came up, I was having brunch with my sister and she was like, you know, one of my girlfriends, she like felt she trusted my sister in this instance. She's like, she doesn't express that. For her, she has a career and stuff. She's like, I would give it up for the perfect man and baby. And she's like, and I don't say that out loud because other
now,
women
why
especially.
Why do we have to be quiet about
look,
that?
Because she's like, the shit she would get. And my sister totally supported her
because
decision because it's her choice.
Culture.
It is. It's like aggressive. It's like.
It's too much sometimes.
It's too much.
Like, okay, we have boss babes. That's great. You can be, you, like, you don't have to be an entrepreneur.
No, if you don't
you
want to.
You can be just, you can, I, and I don't mean just, you like, because it's, it, listen. I have to say this. I have to take some accountability.
Go for it.
I totally used to be that girl who like looked down on women for just like
staying at home
and having kids. But that's because I was insecure. My mom was a single mom. Mm-hmm. She had to work like 80 hours a week just to take care of me. My dad didn't pay any child benefits, like child whatever.
Yeah.
And so I started resenting men because that was the only man I knew was the one who wasn't there.
Wow.
So then I just put that face onto every other man I met. And all of a sudden, I hated men.
Wow.
I was still a feminist, but that had nothing to do with me hating men.
Right? I know. Yeah. You could be. Actually, you could probably be a feminist and hate men. You can feminist not hate men. It's choices, guys.
They're just choices. Two different things.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, but you just had a moment there.
I'm sorry.
No, I love it. I was like, but I love your accountability.
We're getting savagely authentic
here,
right?
Yeah, I love your accountability.
But then I don't mean to like make this, you know.
Girl, we're here. We're here for you.
Whatever.
We're here for you.
But I started really nurturing that part of myself that was neglected as a kid. This sounds like very, you know.
This is what we're about, though.
We are about
That's what Lacey Phillips talks about. She has a whole thing. We have to get her on the show, by the way. We have to. So you would love her.
I get it. If there are any women out there who are like resentful towards other women who, you know, I look on Instagram and I see a lot of these girls I went to high school with and they don't have to work and they're like living, you know, these like cute little like houses
suburban
with the
lives.
White. Yeah, yeah. Suburban lives with like 2.5 kids and a dog and a husband who goes to work and then comes home. And I'm like, you know, that's not the life I want, but good for them if that's
exactly.
what they wanted, you know? But before, like a year ago, I would not have said that. A year ago, I would have been talking mad shit. Like so much shit to anybody who would listen.
Well, I'd be like, you know, it's like, don't you want more for your life? Don't you want this? I'm like, but if
but
that's
like,
what fulfills
if that's what
her.
They want.
Because like in my mom, my mom does work though. She's worked.
Yeah.
But she's
not
a stay-at-home.
Being a mom is such a thankless job.
She was a stay-at-home mom. She just felt like she just wanted to support the family more in a different way. And we were getting older. I mean, she was a stay-at-home mom until my brother and sisters were, she had the twins. I don't know. I was maybe like five. Like I was still pretty young when my mom was working. So it wasn't like older. But she loves being a mom. It's just her thing.
Yeah.
But she also works and that's okay. I'm like, but she has those choices where a lot of women don't have those choices. But I feel like we as women should be respecting each other's choices and decisions. Maybe it's not for you, but don't look down on someone else because she wants to be a mom or she wants. I am an entrepreneur and I also want to be a wife and a mom.
Same.
I want it all.
I want it
and
all.
I can have, and I'm going to have it all.
That's such a vulnerable thing to say, to say that you want it all because as a woman, we have a biological clock.
For sure. I know.
So we know that.
We're aware, guys. In case you didn't know, we know.
But
so
I also,
for the reminders.
Before I have kids, I want to make sure that I'm a whole person.
Yeah.
So that I can really give them the life that they deserve.
Amen.
I don't
want to
have a kid
say.
Just because, like, some people have kids because they think it's going to make their marriage better, because it completes their life, because it's cute on
it's
Instagram.
Something they have to do.
I'm like, no.
I'm going to check off the list. I'm like, no. That's why I love someone. Penelope Cruz is actually someone I admire because she got married a little bit later in life, you know, and she had her two boys later, but had a career. You know, ideally, I'd love it all to happen at once.
Oh God,
I'm like, that'd be great. Oscar and a baby in one and
how
one
that
in the other.
Happens, though? I feel like it. I did see something I saw something on Instagram. Somebody was saying something shitty about like I think maybe Lauren Everhart's like, why do I see so many women like getting to the top of their career and then they ruin it by having a baby? And I'm like, no, that's actually really beautiful. Like they birthed this beautiful career.
Yeah.
And now they're birthing a baby. It's really, I mean, it's not the same thing, obviously, but it is, it's a similar energy. It's like a creative energy that you're putting into the world. And it is the same.
Same chakra, sacral.
The same
chakra.
The womb
is there and that's like your creativity lives in your sacral chakra.
Exactly. So it would make sense. And even, oh my God, Allison, what's her last name?
Allison.
She's the stand-up comedian who did her show Pregnant.
Oh my God. See,
is it Allison Wu or am I being racist?
You're not, I don't think you're being racist. I can't think of, I know who you're talking about.
You guys
she did
know who
like
I'm
Always
about.
Be My Maybe and
she did like the cougar.
Why do we do that?
Baby cougar. I don't know.
I swear we outline sometimes like what do we want to talk about? And then we get
we
to
don't
them,
outline
and
you
then
guys.
Like, is it I mean
some, we're just savagely
where's our producer
all the time?
At? Yeah, because people are banging their steering wheels right now. Do you want me to look it up? You can
look it up
and I'll just keep
Yeah, you're right. We
I'll
have
keep
cell
the people
phones.
Entertained.
That's why we have the internet,
look it up.
You guys.
But she's great. Yeah, I don't think babies ruin anything. You know, I feel like babies are blessings and that's a rude ass comment. You know, it's like, who are you anyway? And again, some people don't, I have friends who don't want to be moms. I think they'd be great moms, but they're like, no, it's not for me. And I respect that. And I love that. If you don't want to be a mom, don't be a mom. But don't shit on someone who does or wants a family. And I'm like, and what's wrong with that too? You know, like, it's just weird to me. Like women, we can't win. If we are in the workforce, then we have to be an entrepreneur and you have to be the boss babe, the head. I'm like, there's some people who like being the number two support person, supporting whomever they're working for. Why is that not okay? Maybe the girl wants to be a receptionist. So instead of looking down at her like, oh, is this all you're going to do with your life? This is it for you and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, maybe she's happy being a receptionist and going home to like her boyfriend or whatever her life is.
Yeah.
Like, why can't you just be happy for someone? I think it comes from a place of fear. Like, I don't want to be that person.
Right.
You know, I don't want to be that person. Yeah. And there's certain things I see and I'm like, I don't want that. It's my life, but I wouldn't go and then comment on that person living that life. I'm like, it's not for me.
They're allowed. They're allowed
exactly.
They
it's just choices. We all have choices. We all want to live our best express full lives. So why don't we give each other kind of like just that freedom to do so? Did you find her? Are you ready to drop it? What's her name?
Ally Wong.
Okay.
There
I thought it was
an Wong. Allison Wu, who's an artist though. Okay?
I was going to say something Wong, but then I didn't want to sound offensive. So I'm like,
we're all doing our best over here.
I know. I was like, what kind of episode is this going to be?
I feel like that's relatable.
Yeah. So relatable. I know we should talk about like just political correctness. So sometimes I'm
PC.
There is a difference between like being racist and just being, I was just wrong. Like, sorry. I was, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like I knew it was something with the W, but I'm like, you know what? We're not going to go down that.
No.
You know, I watch Crazy Rich Asians. Okay. So I don't, that movie. So have you seen it?
I haven't seen
it. Oh my God. It's so
I don't want to see it. Maybe this
is
part of my blockage.
Now it's getting racist.
Well,
you don't want to see it?
I don't want to see it because I'm like, oh, I don't want to like look at somebody else spending their money in the way that I would like to be spending money.
No, you're supposed to watch
stuff
like that.
I know, I need to like watch
to give you
to
high
manifest.
Vibes. Exactly. That's Chakra Girl. That's one of her things. It's like, that's why I love her. She's like, watch Gossip Girl, watch 90210. I was like, I already do.
It's part of why I don't like watching TV or movies because I'm like, I should be on that show.
Girl, we
got to
talk.
But that's like such, I know, it's not good vibes. I got to work on my Diva with Grace
skills,
you guys.
You have to, the vibes. I live vicariously through, so that's like what you mentioned, Lauren Everhart. I'm like, I want, you know what I mean? I was like, I'd love to be, you know, like traveling with my husband. We work together, business and stuff. And now
know,
we have
so
a baby.
Good at that.
It's like, that's high vibes because it's just like, it doesn't help, you know, like, well, because then you're blocking your blessings too. Because when you put that out, like respecting and the people that I'm not like, I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I just don't engage with that. But
honestly,
know.
I really,
yeah.
I think that we're headed towards, I feel like we're evolving as a species, especially women.
I hope so.
Where we should be able to have babies easily and effortlessly when we are 50 years old.
We should.
I think we should because it's happening. Half of my life to myself. Thank you very much. And then I will give the other half of my life to a child and be like, hey, I really wish I knew this when I was younger. And they can listen to me or they cannot, whatever. But at least I'll feel like I lived a full life before I had a kid and started teaching them how to live their lives.
No. Well, with egg freezing and just women having babies later, it is becoming possible.
You just gotta have a lot of money. Do you know how much that costs to freeze your eggs?
Yeah.
It's like a car. It's like a VW.
My kid better be going to Harvard. Do you know what I mean? All this money I put into you, kid, before you even got here.
Oh, no. My kid's getting scholarships.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not paying for
that. You're curing cancer, okay? This is so you're dropping out of school to do what? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm like, let me look at this invoice, your invoice.
I didn't start 87 businesses so that you could go run off with the circus.
Run off with my money.
But you know what I think is really valuable? Mm. I have lots of friends who had or have trust funds. And they're the most.
Dang, where'd they do that at?
Well, they're the most unhappy people I know.
Probably, yeah.
Because they have no purpose.
Yeah.
But I almost feel like that you could take that to another extreme to where you would feel liberated and like, hey, I don't have to work for my money. So what am I going to do with my time to make the world a better place?
I think it comes down to the person. And just going back a little bit too, just speaking of feminism and women, some argue that it was to some degree easier because if you think about it, you as a woman would go to high school, maybe college, depending on what decade it was, I guess. But just waiting to get married. The second you get married, it's like, okay, then like that's less choices.
Why did you even go to school?
Yeah. But the point being now, because you kind of had a path almost laid out for you.
Right.
And then also I think maybe it's just culturally where we were back
and
then.
I feel like women
now
only went to college to meet their husbands.
Oh, some people did for sure. Yeah. For sure. But now it's we have all the choices.
Yeah.
And it's overwhelming.
And it's too much. Oh my God. The Whitney Cummings. Have you watched the Whitney Cummings stand up?
No. You know my feelings.
Oh yeah.
I don't want to say it.
She's not my favorite, but I did watch her stand up.
I like her as a person. Yeah. Well, you know, fuck it. I'm just going to say, I dropped an F-bomb too. What's up? What's good? I just don't, just because she's a woman, I don't have to find her funny. And that's annoying too. I'm just going to say, I don't find her fun, her stand up and things she does. But on social media and in interviews, I do enjoy her.
Yeah.
It's kind of it's the same with, I've said it if you know me personally, Jerry Seinfeld. Didn't find Seinfeld funny. Not for me, but I would catch a stand up of his and find him funny there. Right. So maybe it's in the context.
Yeah.
But hey, I'm putting her up with Jerry Seinfeld, which is saying a lot. I'm giving her a lot of credit.
Yeah.
Not
mediums.
Women bad, but I just feel like I should just, she's cool. But anyway, I just wanted to say that. I probably won't be watching any of her stand up, but you tell
me. But she did say something that I thought was funny and very true. I mean, it was not even funny but it was
poignant.
Just so real. Mm-hmm. I was just like, it's so true.
Yeah.
She was like, now that we have all the choices as women, we're sort of like, okay, well, what do we do now?
Yeah.
Nobody ever asked us what our opinion was. Mm-hmm. So now we have to think about what is our opinion. Like we've just sort of taken on the man's mentality because that's what we were told we had to do.
Exactly. Think like a man.
You know?
That whole thing. It's overwhelming with all the choices.
Oh
but I'm like, it's a good point.
So many choices.
It's like, God, to some degree, I almost wish there were less choices for us. Just like, it just makes it, which
Same.
Path? Now, it's kind of like when you go to a restaurant,
too many
some
options.
Of them. Yeah.
It's I'm everywhere I go, it's the Cheesecake Factory menu.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know.
Love
what should I get?
Factory.
Right. And then you ask, what should I get? What do you recommend? Now you're asking other people to help you because it's overwhelming. Yeah,
exactly.
And
And that's why people say, women can't make decisions. Excuse me.
We have 40,000 things. And then on top of that, we have to, be defending our rights. And we have to, try not to get murdered. And we have to have kids. And we have to, all these things. It's it's so much going on. It's overwhelming. We just put so much, there's societal pressures and pressures put on ourselves. I'm just like, God, I would like to know when, wake up one day. I just like to just as a guy, just to see, I look at my brother's life sometimes. I'm like, it must be nice. Sometimes I see men and I'm like, to some degree, I'm like, it must be nice because he can,
I just had a thought.
Yeah.
I have a theory.
Go for
Women
it.
Have so many choices because the men want to confuse us.
Do you think?
I think maybe that might be a little extreme, but it does make things confusing. We have to choose between like 87 different colors of lip gloss.
True.
Do men have to choose anything like that?
No.
And also,
you should see me at a nail salon. Oh my God.
Men don't get their nails done. Even if we were making as much money as men, we wouldn't be, because we spend so much of our money on beauty products and fashion and birth control.
And some women do, and some men do get, you know, they do self-care. That's their way too, because men wear makeup now. So we understand that we're talking, you know.
Yes, men wear makeup now.
No, they do. I mean, you know, but we're just talking about the general, you know, the... What do you call it? What am I trying to
say? I'm
sorry.
Yeah. Like,
No. I know you're not being, you know, and I'm not trying to be like the PC police over here, but just I'm like, you know, play devil's advocate a little bit. Like, hey, don't forget about, like, we know, we see you, we hear you, we understand you, but we're just talking about the regular social norms, men, women, like as we know it, like the just standard roles. But no, you're totally right. Sorry for jumping in there. I'm like,
oh my
the
God,
PC
no worries.
Police.
Thank
I'm
you
like,
for
everyone.
Thank you for being the PC police. Sometimes
I'll relax a little, I promise.
Sometimes I get a little
Get excited. No, but it's true. It's all these choices. At the nail salon, I'm like notorious about like, what? It's too much.
Yeah.
It's a lot. But I think, we put that on ourselves and society, but just to now, like we're saying, we can't just work. Now we have to like be running everything. Maybe I don't want to do that. And like, I can't just be a mom. I have to be the best, you know, like the mommy competitions, my mommy friends. I'm like, how do you guys handle? It's so competitive just being a mom. Now you can't even just be a stay-at-home mom. Like back in the day, like I just have to cook and take, now you have the best preschool. My friend, her kids live like the best life in Santa Monica. Their tennis classes and her kids in skateboarding, like all these things to make them a well-rounded kid. I'm like, your kids have a really nice life. I want to be your kid in my next life.
Yeah.
But it must be so competitive, I feel like, in these mommy.
And I feel like that sort of instills some pressure in their kids too, to be like, you gotta be well-rounded. Yeah. Like, why don't you just do what you want to do?
Yeah, she's good because I think she just lets her kids, which is great too, explore different things. And I had a friend who, it's so crazy, her daughter's in college now. When I met her, she was like 7. So it's crazy.
Oh,
it's
God.
So crazy. But she let her daughter take art, play sports. And she just, okay, when she was like 7, like see what she was into. Like eventually, okay, so what do you actually like to do of these things? Because kids change their minds all the time. So like you put them in all these activities. So I kind of like that way parents are parenting. In that regard, give your kids the freedom to like choose things and then what they like and everything.
Yeah.
But then you see the competitive moms and then you have kids and how fast can your body snatch back? And like, it's like it's never. And one of my friends, I love her. She's a lawyer and they had children. And one of their things was like, they wanted someone to stay at home. And obviously she's the lawyer. So she's going to keep working and he stays at home. And he gets so much praise. Oh, you're such a good. You know what I mean? Like, he'll be the only dad at the mom, and then he gets so much praise.
He changes one diaper, and he's like dad of the year.
And this guy, and I guess she was saying he met this other dad, and the guy was like, he's like the working dad, whatever. And he's like, I don't change my kid's diaper. And the guy was saying it like proud. And my friend's husband was just like, you shouldn't be proud of that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, thank you for like these amazing men that are so supportive. And I'm like, yeah. And this other woman was telling a story, like her husband. Because of her job, she can't go to all the games, all these things like that. And her husband will go to the games and like, you're such a great dad. If she shows up, she doesn't get that. She doesn't get it. I'm like, because it's insane. I'm like, it's like in every aspect of our lives, we're pulled in all these directions and we have to excel at everything. And I'm like, it's just not fair. And I wish men, I know they have their own pressures and things like that, but I wish they could experience it from our end. It's like, think about the things you have to do. And then on top of that, I also have to worry about these other things.
Oh my God. And if you're on birth control, you are all kinds of fucked up. Like mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. I mean, and every body is different, literally. So some people are good on birth control and some people aren't.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know, speaking of feminism,
this
is a little something I learned a few years ago.
Yeah.
And ever since I decided to get off birth control, if you're on it, girl, get it. If it works for you,
I got off
you.
Of it too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just didn't feel, I was like, I don't want something outside of myself controlling my cycle as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I did some research on birth control and found out that there was actually a study. Did you know that there is a men's birth control?
What?
There is. And you know why it never went on the market in America?
Because men wouldn't
pills? Because they didn't like the side effects that it gave them.
Oh, duh.
Guess what?
God.
It's like the same side effects that we get.
Wow.
Yep.
I didn't know that. See?
Mic drop.
That's a
huge
mic drop for me.
So ladies, if you want to be on birth control, go for it. But now you know.
Mine's a whole thing. And, you know, I keep saying in the future, I always talk about future episodes. Like as we talk, I'm always like, oh, that'd be a good episode. That'd be a good episode. But definitely women's reproductive health.
Oh, yeah.
That's the main reason had my own stuff happening, and yeah, I was like, I'm just gonna get off of. I was fine with clean. It, like the hormone. Like, yeah, mm-mm. I was like, what would it be like if I just
didn't have it?
Because a lot of us, and speaking of just, you know, women having kids, a lot of the reasons all of us are having them later too. All of us, women in our 30s, a lot of us have so many reproductive issues now.
Yeah, because of the
a lot
control.
Of us, we've all been on birth control since high school. Mm-hmm. So it's bizarre. Oh my God, it's been a long time. I'm like, what am I like without birth control? So mine was almost kind of like, I was experimenting, and then I just kind of like stopped taking it.
And so many women stop getting their period mm-hmm. on their birth control. And then I feel personally, like I live in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So I need some kind of season, whether it's my menstrual cycle
or
a chill in the air. Like, but you know, the menstrual cycle is the most consistent that happens. And I need it to come every month because then I know
what's going
where
on.
I'm at.
And we know,
otherwise,
oh, baby
I have no idea
coming.
Where I am.
Yeah. I just
or
know.
What I'm
I'm
doing.
Like, oh, we're not pregnant. Thank God. Yeah. For right now, right?
For right now. We're safe.
So funny.
We're safe another month.
We're so safe. That is
another
so
day at least.
Funny. Yeah. And something I did want to touch on too with the whole feminism chat. Also drives me crazy just talking about standards and societal norms and things. Okay. The president, for instance, think of his history, all the things he's done, right? As a man, forget about just what's happening now, okay? That aside, just his history as a man. He still gets to be president and all these things. Kavanaugh, all these things. And then I look at someone like, I was having this conversation the other day, like Kim Kardashian, okay? She's literally becoming a lawyer. She is helping with initiatives to change the jail system and just the incarceration rates. People being incarcerated for like life over like first offenses and just crazy sentences, things like that. So she's working on prison reform is what I'm trying to say. Still no respect. Still gets shat on. She still gets like slut shamed for a sex tape she did
her.
10 years ago. Does Ray J get the same kind of vitriol? No. And I'm like, but it comes from women. That's what kills me. It's like, it's coming from other women that I hear it from. I'm like, you don't have to watch their show
jealousy.
Respect them. Yeah. But it's like, it's, they're so divisive. Like if people get aggressive, that's, I'm like, I don't even want to sit here and like defend them because I'm like, I'm not going to get in an argument about some reality star, you know, but I'm like, but I do respect and like her and her sisters. Cause I'm like, they don't have talents, all these things. I'm like, but they've been on the air for like a decade. They've proven themselves. They have businesses. I'm like, what kind of talent do you think that
empires.
Is? Yeah. I'm like, you don't think that's like, and even let's say
she
built it
if
on
it's
the
talent,
sex tape.
It's something.
Yeah. So many people have had sex tapes and you don't hear from them again. I'm like, who cares? It was a sex tape. Yeah. Like Ray J can live his life. Why can't she? I'm like, he can be president with his sordid history, but she can't be a lawyer and that's not enough. And people are like, well, she's this and that. And I'm just, it drives me crazy. The standards put on women. I remember in high school, this guy was trying to come for me in a class because like this is during like Christina Aguilera's her, you know, dirty era. And he made a comment about her and like she, you know, and I was like, well, if it was a man, you wouldn't say it. He's like, oh, what are you quoting Christina? Who you think you're saying? I'm like, well, it's a cliche because it's true. And I usually don't. But
hashtag
I clapped.
Women supporting women.
Yeah, I clapped back to him and the women class clapped for me. And I was like, I'm sick. I'm like, shut up. No one's talking to you, Tim. Like,
no.
Calm your ass down over there. OK. Brad, whoever, I don't remember his name or anything.
Chad.
It's always a Chad.
It's always Chad.
But you know, I'm just thinking about it's women, like that was a guy like that said something, but I was just recently thinking about all the times, especially other women have tried to like stop your own shine.
And something that Ali Wong actually said in her Ali Wong
we're gonna say
actually
it.
Said in her first stand-up, she said something like, you know, I just really wanted to be like the stay-at-home mom, blah blah blah, and like all these other women around me were saying like, you know, I'm gonna do both, I'm gonna have kids and go back to work. And she was like, bitch, shut up. She was like, we're ruining it for the rest of us. And that is totally
yeah,
I think
maybe,
but
I
it's like people, you know, women, like we some of us, all of us,
yeah,
do want to be taken care of sometimes. We don't want to have to wear all the hats all the time.
I'm alpha female. I can't be alpha female at home all the time.
But the
no,
second you put on
it.
That hat, people are just like, oh, okay, you're wearing the hat. I'm like, mm-hmm. No, I don't want to wear it all the time. You can wear it sometimes. Oh, no, you got it. You got it. Yeah. You got the hat. Like, and that's, and you know, Kim Kardashian, like, doing all these things, being a lawyer, blah, blah, blah. And, like, coming out with, like, you know, I think people always bring her back to the sex tape because that is sort
it's
of
easy,
how she
though.
Got her start, quote unquote.
Quote unquote.
Quote unquote, even though, you know, it was just a publicity stunt, probably. A great one. I mean,
well, I mean,
go Chris.
The story, yeah, the story of it. Chris was like, "Oh my god!" As her mom, I was like, "What?" Yeah, but as her manager, I was like, "This is brilliant." No, but yeah. As her manager, she said, "This is brilliant.
This is great." I know.
Love you, Chris.
Literally, like, I said to my boyfriend the other day, I was like, "Honey, I'm so poor. We got to make a sex tape. Like, I don't. Nobody would watch.
I don't think they're hot anymore. Like, they're cool anymore. Do you know what I mean? I mean, you can make a sex. People will be like, "What's like the new sex tape now?"
Well, also they'd be like, "Who's this bitch?"
True. You got to get your Diva with Grace.
Don't you know?
You guys, have you seen the Diva with Grace podcast sex tape?
Girl, we should make a sex tape.
Are people still doing that anymore?
I don't know. What's the new sex tape?
Does anyone know? Can you guys
let us know
at Diva with Grace podcast? Will you leave a comment, DM us or whatever,
and let us know what the new sex tape is?
I have no idea. I wouldn't.
We should
even
have an episode called Our Sex Tape.
Was it like sex tape live? Like, you know when people go live on IG? Is it like IGTV?
Oh, that's probably what it is.
It's probably like not legal. You probably can't post on Instagram and Tumblr like that. I'm just curious.
God, like
what are the kids?
That roulette thing, wasn't that a
TikTok? Is that the new sex tape?
How are people going?
I don't know. It's like dancing or something. How are people going viral now? How are celebrities getting a start? Basically, we're actors. We want to know.
How do we know?
You guys want to see a sex tape?
What do you guys
want to see? TikTok?
What do you need from us?
We are here to give you entertainment.
We are actors. We are entertainers.
Yeah.
Give us a job.
We need a job.
We'd love one. But yeah,
I think it's savagely authentic.
Seriously. But I think it's so easy to be like, well, she's a slut. You know, for women, it's always the easy go-to. It's like, oh, okay. And now women are owning it. Okay, fine, I am a slut. My mom used to always say.
But also, it's just a word. My mom always taught me that, just words are words. I remember that I got in trouble for swearing in elementary school, and my mom laughed. and I was kind of confused. I was like, why is my mom laughing? She's like, they're just words. Like, she's like, if you said fuck you to somebody, then that would be disrespectful.
What's behind those words,
You know, it's exactly what's behind the words.
Yeah, my mom would always say if someone, would make fun of, pick on you, she'd be like, so what?
Yeah.
So someone calls you ugly, so what? I'm ugly. I'm like, someone calls you fat, so what? So I'd just be okay, I'm like, are you calling me ugly or what's this coming? My mom's like that.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah, I'm like, wait, what? My mom is a girl. She gave me advice on a guy one time.
Oh, no.
And I was just mom. And he's like calling and she's like, do you know what he's probably doing? I'm like, what? She's like, you call him. She's probably like, oh, this girl again. It's like, just. And I was like, wait.
Oh my God.
What?
No.
I was like, what kind of advice is it? She's like, my mom is just like, nah, she's not about it. She's like, don't cry over him. It's fine. She's like, so what? Who cares?
Yeah.
She's like so badass. She's so fun. I'd love to get her on here, actually. That would be a fun.
Yeah, we're definitely going to get her
mom
here.
Advice. But she would be like, she's like, so what? Yeah, but words. I'm like, but it's just so easy. I'm like, okay. So she's a slut. Oh, she's this. Like, it's just like.
I just roll my eyes.
I do.
I'm just like, okay, girl.
Yeah, but when it comes from other women, that's when I get a little bit more invested. I'm like, it's like what you. It says more about you than the person. The things you say and project.
Everything you say is how you feel about yourself.
Pretty much.
Which is why all the shit I've ever talked about women, I now realize was my own insecurities.
It comes from exactly. It's just like, well, she's this because of that. I'm like, it's because you want to be.
And
that
it's
girl.
More valuable information for me than it is for them.
Yeah.
They don't need to know what my thoughts are. They don't care.
Yeah. And now
they're living their lives.
Yeah. When I see something instead of coming from a jealousy, I do get gassed up. And sometimes it's not easy. I'm not going to lie. You know, I see someone, especially when it's someone you're like, really her? Sometimes that's usually where mine stuff comes from. I'm like, but I go, how? But then I'm like, you know what? If she can do it, I'm like, I can do it. And not
everybody
like in a mean
has
way.
Their season.
Yeah.
Like you see people who are wildly successful. They've usually gone through some really dark times.
Yeah. One of my friends is on a show and I'm not going to call her out because I don't, I'm in her business, but she's on a network show now killing it. And I remember meeting her and she was just living that actor life, struggling and just
I know what you're talking about. We could be talking about literally anyone.
Any one of our friends.
Because,
And they just, and then she's huge. And to see her story, and she's one of the most
on
kind.
Billboards.
Yeah, she's on a huge show. Maybe I'll see if she wants to be on it. She could
tell
her story.
Because
she's so
her.
Spiritual and grounded and beautiful. And but she was always giving. I remember she went to film a different show. She got a big break and she came and she brought us all gifts and I just love you. Thank you for always being support. She didn't have to do
that. It got canceled.
Yeah, but then she got a different
but
show.
Then she got a different show that was even better.
That's even bigger, guys. It's
even
huge monster.
Bigger.
Monster on a huge
know.
Network. That's all I'm gonna say. Yeah. And I love you, girl. She's just
we love you.
That's someone I look up to. Not just because she's on a huge show, but her spirit, I know it's like
she's
someone
a genuine. She's a diva genuine. With grace.
Yeah, it's savagely authentic to herself. She's never changed, and she's still the same person. Mm-hmm. I could text her right now. She'd be like, "Hey, girl!" Like I'll see her on TV, and people were talking about her. I was with the group. They're like, "I love that show, especially that one girl." I was like, "Oh, I know her." And I'll text her like, "These girls like think you're amazing." She's like, "Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you." You know, she's not Hollywood, so I just so I'm happy for her. And I get it. Sometimes we feel like there are people that don't quote unquote deserve it, but then I thought to myself, I'm like, "But who
but
am I to say?"
People who are.
Yeah, but
we
who
do.
Am I
and
to say?
Who are, yeah, exactly.
I don't know this person. You know, especially if it's someone you something. Don't know.
Right.
Especially like these realities. I don't know. Like,
and like, what is that inside of me that's like hurt and jealous and taking somebody else's success to heart?
Yeah, we always go in my family when we see someone like going after someone else, like nasty, we just go, who hurt you? Like,
that's
who hurt
great.
You?
Oh my God.
Because it's like,
that's
where
great.
Is that coming?
Because
it's not
so
coming
real.
From. That person, it's coming from you.
That's so real.
That's, and that's a self-worth thing. Someone who's grounded in themselves, authentic to themselves, is not worried about
and self-love.
Oppressed on someone.
Like,
yeah.
If you love yourself,
you
you're not going to be offended by what somebody
she's
else
she's having
is
kids
doing.
And staying at home. How dare she? Why do you care?
Yeah.
Like, what's that have to do with you?
Right.
Nothing. Just respect it. And I think, too, I'm not saying we have to put on, like, again, like, fakeness, like, women. So, you know, like I said, I'm
women are people too. Yeah. We said that in the first episode. Sometimes women suck.
Some of you suck.
Sometimes men suck.
Yeah, but that
but like,
doesn't.
People generally
take your rights
don't
away.
Suck for their entire life.
No, and like
everybody has their moments.
Yeah, everyone has their moments, and I'm like, I'm here for the evolution of people. There's some people who I've met later on in life who I'm like, they're different. I'm like, oh, you're a different vibe. Some people have not, so there's some people I choose not to just surround myself with, and that's my choice. But I'm always going to support another woman and bring her up because we have to. You know, that's just
know.
The way
we
it
gotta
is.
We got to have each other's backs,
but
you
it's
guys.
Not, you know, but I love men. Like, men are amazing, and especially the
we
supportive
need men.
Ones.
We need
we have
each other.
To.
There's,
exactly.
I believe in gender roles and not in the, like, the wife stays at home and the, you know,
quote-unquote traditional gender norms.
Yeah,
blah,
I believe
blah.
That
yeah.
men, I believe that.
Out the window, guys.
And regardless of whether or not you're transgender or, like, anything, we all carry masculine
and feminine
energy.
Amen.
And
I'm more
all,
masculine, if you couldn't tell.
It's just, well, you're also an
I
Aries.
I feel like, yeah, I'm
you're
like
also
very masculine
fire.
Energy. Yeah.
And yeah, and it's like, it's we all just have the same, and it's all, we all have different levels of it, you know? And we all sort of, sometimes we can clash. Sometimes there are two alphas in the, even alpha females, like another alpha female. Sometimes I'm a little like,
girl.
Yeah. I'm like, you got to step up.
I see. Yeah. Cause I was like, I see what she's trying to do. Yeah. And I'm like, ooh. Okay,
and I'm
again,
like, you don't have to be insecure, honey. Like, we can both be alpha
at
the same time.
We can all shine. That's the thing I always talk about. People make decisions based off, you can tell, like, this is coming from insecurity and a place of lack and fear. Like, if I don't, she's going to and take this from me. What about me? And that's the world we live in too. And I'm like, we all are the same. Like, if we all started coming from a place of more abundance and know that there's no lack, there's no such thing as lacking, then we make decisions based on that, then we'd all be supporting each other. I love when my friends shine. I love men, women, like whoever. I get so excited when I see. I'm
also
like, how fun.
When the people around you are happy and successful, that means either you are happy or and successful,
exactly.
or that's coming for you.
Yeah, exactly. There was, Lacey was saying too, she has this thing called expanders, and I won't go too into detail with it because she just explains it way better than I do, but it is about kind of, we touched on the people you surround yourself with, and there are people who are there to kind of show you like, hey, come along with me. Like, they're up-leveling with you. They help you up-level. So if you feel like you're stuck in your life in a rut.
Hashtag diva with grace.
Hashtag diva with grace. See who you're surrounding yourself with. And like we said, the things you inundate with yourself with on a daily basis. Like, what's that doing to your self-worth and your consciousness? Like, your subconscious, you might just think, like, it's a dumb TV show or this. I'm like, you're taking a lot of that in. And I know, like, for me, it's like, oh, the Kardashians. Like, how can you watch trash TV? And, like, you know, that's the only reality show I watch.
Opulence.
I did watch The Hills, and we can have another conversation about that because I
a whole
got
other
triggered.
About The Hills.
I got triggered. I did. I couldn't. I love Spencer Pratt.
You guys were.
I DM'd him and he responded. Well, he DM'd me because I tagged him in something because I'm like,
oh my God.
It was a manifesting moment. And we were like, seeing girl, so I was like, oh my God, I realized I'm Spencer. It was a whole thing. So he's amazing. But someone else on the show, I was like, oh, I was like, it was a girl. And I was like, girl, try and support. It's a whole thing. We can talk about that in another episode.
We'll have Spencer on it.
We will have Spencer because I have questions and thoughts and concerns.
We have so many questions.
But going back to the Kardashians, I'm like seeing these girls, because I have sisters. So I know the sisterly bond and how you can fight the things. But seeing them grow, up-leveling each other, seeing like the way they travel with it, because they're so family oriented. I'm like, that's, I'm super close with my family.
Yeah.
And sometimes I get shit for that. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know it's not normal.
You guys are like, we're like Kardashians of Valencia.
We do? Oh my God. People
keeping
got you
up with the Kakandes.
Well, we text each other every day. It's this and that. It's, you know, I'm like, my family does these certain things. Maybe we don't live in opulence like yet with that. We're getting there. We're up-leveling to that. Don't you worry. The Kakandes will be up there. But, yeah, just point being, just to see them grow. I live vicariously through them, like, not hating. Like, I can't wait for that, or I'd love that. That's when you want to manifest. Sometimes you need to see, like, I don't know what I want. Like, oh, that's what I want. That's it. So, yeah, just wanted to chat that back up with the Kardashian talk. But, yeah, so that's...
Oh, my God, great chat, girl.
I know. This is so much fun.
This was so much fun. I could definitely talk for, like, a whole nother hour about feminism. Don't worry. We'll break this subject down, and we'll talk even more
about
it.
Yeah, and let us know what your thoughts on feminism. And if you think, if you don't believe in feminism, I'd love to know. Why not?
I know, same. We really want to know your thoughts.
Yeah, so you can...
Similarly to if you don't like Beyonce. Nobody's perfect.
Yeah, some people reach out to me about that. But you can...
Oh, really?
Yeah, contact us at Diva with Grace Podcast. At Diva with Grace Podcast is where you can find us.
Yes. All right.
Thank you, guys. Until next time.
Mwah.
Bye.
Bye.